Violinist, singer, and actress Lucia Micarelli returns to the St. Regis Big Stars Bright Night Concert Series for Arts Festival Weekend coming up on Sunday, August 5th. She joins me now on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. So this is what, your third time in Park City? I know you were once indoors, and then you were also most recently outdoors?
Yeah, and then I've also been there with Chris Bode, the fourth time in Park City.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have collaborated with Chris, Josh Groban, even Jethro Tull, and you'll be playing for this show with cellist Joshua Roman. Are you guys touring together, or is this just kind of a one-time act?
This is kind of a one-time thing, but I'm super excited because I have been following him for years, and we have a lot of mutual friends. And so when we finally met in person a couple months ago, it was as if we'd known each other for a long time, and he's just a magnificent player and a really smart and interesting guy. And so I'm really looking forward to this. I'm glad to have the opportunity to work with him.
So have you guys worked on a playlist at this point?
Yeah, we have sort of narrowed down some repertoire, and he's actually going to do a solo set to open the program, and then I will do a set with my band, and we're going to incorporate him. So we'll be collaborating on probably three or four pieces throughout the evening.
Okay.
And we've narrowed down our repertoire. I was just emailing with him actually this morning. We're working out rehearsal and getting edits down and things like that.
Okay, so when you come, yeah, of course you sing and you play the violin. You also bring a band with you?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of musicians for our concert in Park City. It will be me plus another violinist who happens to be my husband, Neil, and a violist and a cellist and a bassist and pianist. And then Joshua will also be performing together. So it's a whole bunch of people, and they're really amazing musicians. So I'm really excited to come back to Park City.
And when people think I hear violin music, I mean, give them a heads up. I mean, because you play some pretty amazing repertoire. I mean, I remember the Led Zeppelin song, of course.
Well, thank you. I violin music is probably a misleading title. We do cover a lot of different genres. I've just had a really sort of strange and interesting musical path myself. You know, I started playing classical music when I was 3 and studied at conservatory and was super classical until I was, you know, 17 or 18. And then I started improvising, and then I started playing with bands, and then I toured with some of the artists that you mentioned earlier, and then I was in New Orleans on the television show Tremé, and kind of picked up a lot of information, you know, from the New Orleans musicians, and just absorbed a lot. And so what I've become now as a person and as a musician is like a weird sort of mix of all these different styles that I've been exposed to and fallen in love with. And so what I present in my show is a very personal sort of journey through my life in music and all this music that I've come to love. And so we do present some classical repertoire. And there's also jazz. You know, what's great about having so many musicians, such a big band, like I just mentioned, is that, you know, we're able to break down into smaller groups within the show. So sometimes it's the full string group, and sometimes we break down into a jazz trio that's just me and upright bass and piano, and we do some jazz standards, and sometimes we do, you know, Cajun music, and sometimes we do folk music, and we do gypsy music, and we kind of do all sorts of things. And so it's more than just violin music. It's kind of a musical journey.
Okay, so talk a little bit about, you had done a PBS concert, I think, that came out in March of this year. What did that do for your career? Are people a little bit more familiar?
Yeah, it's been incredible, you know, just to have that opportunity from PBS to be exposed to so many more people and to be, you know, essentially to come into people's homes and be able to share this music that I love. And it's been amazing. We have a big tour in the fall. For me, it's a very big tour. We're doing about 25 dates in the fall, and it's like my first sort of proper long tour as a solo artist. Up until now, I've done sort of one-offs and a couple shows here, or a little three or four show run here and there, but I haven't ever sort of gone out on the road as solo artist and been out for, you know, a month and a half or 2 months. So I'm sure that was very much because of the PBS exposure. So I'm super grateful for that and excited to just get out there and play for people. You know, I like recording a lot, and that is an art in and of itself, and I enjoy making things hidden away, but I really love playing live more than anything, and especially now with the PBS special having aired and new people discovering me, I'm really excited to go and meet those people, you know, and be in front of them and play for them and talk to them and just get feedback. It's really fulfilling for me to meet people and talk to them and share music with them. I just feel like I'm learning more and more, you know.
Well, great. Again, you're going to be in Park City along with Joshua Roman on August 5th at 6 p.m. We really look forward to it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
For more information or tickets, echocenter.org.